This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat. And put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, well, they are disassembling. At least President Barack Hussein Obama had a disassembling moment yesterday. And for those of you who do not know what the word disassemble means, it kind of like means coming apart. You see, the $400 million ransom that was paid by the United States, well, it's come into question now because, well, it's election season. And they're making the most of it on the other side of the aisle, if you know what I mean. And the president did not handle himself very well yesterday at the Pentagon in a press conference. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that later on in the show. But catch the first hour on our podcast because we definitely explained a lot of it there. We actually have with us our very own Chris Street. And Chris, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. You got a pretty big story that we're working on right now.
Well, that's right, Paul. I'm just, it's top of the morning, and of course, California is a focus where you have the mayor of Stockton who was just arrested for contributing to the delinquency of minors, basically being involved in child endangerment at the city's family camp. So, you know, this is probably part of a much larger story, but initially what we have is the mayor of Stockton arrested. He was investigated by the FBI on a trip last year when he came back from China, and they took his cell phone and other devices, and this could be part of a pedophile ring, Paul.
Well, you know, oftentimes they are, and of course it's kind of interesting. The mayor of Stockton, who came in basically at the height of what the Stockton bankruptcy, that happened just what, it just seems like yesterday we were talking about this, but it's kind of interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Chris, if you can, we'll get you to explain the bankruptcy here in a second. But I want to give kudos to you because you were way out in front of telling Stockton they were going to go bankrupt, and they did, and as well as many other communities. This was, what, 3-4 years ago?
Well, that's right. In 2012, Stockton filed for bankruptcy, June 2012. And you could see this coming like a freight train going down the tracks. Stockton spent a lot of money basically by putting out municipal bonds to do such things as a civic center, bring in a farm professional baseball team. All of this, you know, is fun for city councils to spend money, but of course, then you have to pay it back. And this is sort of the whole story of California, and of course, its liberals, is it's fun to spend money, and then you have to pay it back.
And the concept, of course, is when you don't pay it back, you face bankruptcy, and cities and municipalities in California can go bankrupt.
Well, that's right. Stockton filed the largest city bankruptcy in the history of the United States. And that comes easy for me to say because I'm down here in Orange County, which filed the largest municipal bankruptcy in the history of the United States. You know, they lost their title to Detroit about a year ago. But, you know, Stockton really at one point was an all-American city. You know, it was doing everything that the left loved. It was spending money and, you know, real estate values are going up. And, of course, the leverage was high. Then came the 2008 financial crisis, and Stockton actually had become a commuter community for the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I know I live in the Central Valley myself of California, which is, you know, a couple of hours away from the Bay Area. And the Bay Area people are fleeing the high property values today even, and buying up all the land they can, buying up all the real estate they can in the Central Valley. That's happening even today. That's something that's right. Continuing to go on. But, you know, Stockton, they went through the bankruptcy. They declared the bankruptcy. And then we get this mayor, Anthony Silva. How did that happen?
Well, that's right. And he was on the school board from 2004 to 2008. He was the CEO of the Boys Club for 8 years. And then in 2013, of course, in the middle of the bankruptcy, he ran as a reform candidate, you know, bringing in somebody who's supposed to be a, you know, what they call a white knight. And, of course, he ran for city council. And he was paid $104,000 as the mayor of Stockton, which, you know, seems pretty preposterous. But that's the way Stockton does things.
Wow. That's a lot of money for a mayor.
I mean, you know, mayor is sort of like a very prestigious part-time job. You know, sometimes people get paid to be on the city council, but it's usually $1,000 a month, you know, a couple grand if it's a big-time deal. And then you get these crazy cities that actually pay people to be on the city council full-time. And when they're paid full-time, they spend their full time trying to find ways to borrow and spend money.
Well, okay, so how did this whole thing, and I want to go back to Silva, because last year he was flying around, to China. He goes for a week to China, and he comes back, and all of a sudden he gets picked up, his cell phone is taken, and all of a sudden there's some very seedy things on his cell phone. How'd that all play out? What was up with that?
Well, he was arrested in September 2015 after going for a one-week junket to China. And of course, China is wonderful about, you know, encouraging people coming over, and they take all kinds of care of you, and whatever you're interested in, they seem to find a way to supply it to you. And then on his way back, he was actually pulled over at the San Francisco airport by FBI agents. His baggage was searched and his electronic devices were taken. Now, Silva has a history in that he had I believe it was in March or February of 2013, there was a murder of a young boy in San Joaquin County. At the time, there were no they couldn't find any suspects. But his gun, they were able to, of course, take the bullet, and a month later, the mayor of Stockton reports his gun stolen. And this came as quite a shocking surprise, to say the least. And as a part of the process of the gun being stolen, It also turned up to be in several other crimes. When they took a look at the gun, the mayor said that, oh, well, you know, they a cooler was stolen, my gun was stolen. So this was a pretty hot issue for a period of time.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, and you know, those of us that are CCWs and have our own weapons and so on, keeping track of our gun is a responsibility, a big one. But, you know, and just recently, in fact, a law that was I supported for concealed carry permit holders about reporting your gun was passed and signed by the governor. I support that, actually. I know it's another Second Amendment issue, but I think it's just a healthy thing to do. If your gun is stolen or missing, it's out of your control. You need to report it to the police because you don't know what's going to happen in terms of crimes. And this is a classic example of that, where a gun that was unreported, and he didn't apparently know. I'm sure this is his story. He didn't know his gun was stolen, which I find hard to believe. But this is a classic example of where that's being used. We're going to come up to a break right now. When we come back, we're going to do some connecting the dots for the audience here because, you know, Stockton is not too far away from where I live. It's about 90 miles south of where I live, and some other major events happened here, which are probably part of what's going on in Stockton. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
About keeping our country safe. We also can't afford to have a president who's in the pocket of the gun lobby.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the survival seed kit at heavensharvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. heavensharvest.com.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about the arrest of the mayor of Stockton, California, Mr. Silva, and gave you a little history about the bankruptcy of Stockton. And first of all, for those of you who do not know where Stockton is, it's about the middle of California, and it's a deep water port, believe it or not. It's in the Central Valley, and you can actually bring large, big ships in there. They had used to, during World War II, had a large naval base there. It doesn't look too large, but it actually, the Merced River and a bunch of rivers come together right there in Central California. And the other deep water port is Sacramento, California, which is right dead center in the middle of California. So these are two very important places in California for, you know, strategic reasons, but they're also deep water ports, which, you know, means there's a lot of different kind of commerce going on there. But the commerce we're talking about right now happens to be, well, sex trafficking, and that's what we're looking at. Now, Chris, an interesting story popped up because when you brought me this story yesterday, I said to myself, well, gee, something's going on in my own neck of the woods, in my own county where I live. And this is an article that came out of the Appeal Democrat just yesterday. It says 32 arrested so far in Sutter County, sex sting. Now, Sutter County is about 40 miles north of Sacramento. So you got Stockton, Sacramento, Sutter County. And it's all along the I-5 corridor in Highway 99. So if you're looking at a map of California, you kind of get the drift there. Now, this, you know, I hate to say this, it's been in my own community, but the sex trafficking business up and down the I-5 corridor has been around a long time. And when I was working as a school administrator, I had, firsthand contact with some of this stuff and the dealings and so on that go on with this. It's, you know, quite... as I was saying in the first hour, it's quite unsettling to have to deal with this as a human being, let alone as, of course, a school administrator. But this is the stuff we deal with. 32 arrested. Now, as these things go, Chris, and I know you know, but for a public, they probably do not know that there's probably a connection somewhere. It's just a matter of us finding the connection at this point between the 32 arrested here in Sutter County and what's going on there with Silva. Now, but Silva...
That's right, Paul. That's what always the risk is, that... You know, these things go farther. As I said, this lost gun that showed up in a February 2015 murder of a 13-year-old Rayshon Harris. You know, the age of the child, the gun. Right. All of a sudden, a month later, the mayor reports it's stolen. I mean, the pieces of this puzzle are starting to show up. And normally, when you get this kind of event. It was 9 months since his electronic devices were seized. You know, they're following dots.
Yeah. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're just kind of putting it out to you. In fact, if you have any information about this, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Everything will be kept confidential. And quite frankly, if something comes across that's of a legal nature, I will divulge to the police and so on, the authorities. Any information, just to get you, just to let you know, but we want to help and try and. This is obviously a big story, but when I get, you know, because of my training and my background and having taken all the courses and all the stuff that go along with this sex trafficking business, when I see these kind of things, I say this is the tip of the iceberg. Silva is the gateway to the rest of all this sordid history going on behind the scenes.
That's right.
This is, to me, potentially something as big as Penn State.
I don't know that, but just to make sure that this is bipartisan, Silva is a Republican.
Right.
So, you know, these things tend to be very I don't want to use the word ring yet, but, of course, the dots are connected. What Silva was involved with, what they had on his phone, was he's playing strip poker with some of the counselors. These are youth counselors at the Stockton, I love this, the Stockton family camp. If you go on the website, of course, it shows the camp and it shows butterflies flying all around. You know, it's just a wonderful look on it. And of course, now you have this guy doing strip poker and whatever. Also, the children in this recording, they have a recording, asked not to be recorded. So that brings up several other sets of crimes. And I think when you get into this, when you finally start to drill down, you're going to find out that this guy's always been around children because that's his gig.
Right. Right. And this is, and you know, these people, you know, when you go through the psychology of a child molester, a pedophile, it is absolutely deep. And, you know, it's incredible what goes on in the mind of a pedophile and a child molester.
And they've been at it for a long, long time. It's very difficult for, you know, the law enforcement to stop this kind of activity. And people need to put it in perspective. It's very, very widespread. You know, there's always been child prostitution, but this usually involves something far beyond prostitution. It involves, you know, taking advantage of, you know, children who've had a difficult past who get, you know, sent to these kind of camps as an opportunity to enjoy life, and then they show up and there's a predator.
Well, you know, I go back to my days of training with the Los Angeles Police Department and their Crimes Against Children's Task Force in the 80s, and the trainers that we worked with, the police officers that we worked with that did the training, it was 40 hours of intensive training about this. They said,
and it's 40 hours of the worst, most horrific stories you've ever heard.
And pictures and videos, and I mean, and it's just horrific. It is horrific, and you're just numbed, you know, after each session and stuff. It's like, just can it get any worse? And then it does. But the sophistication level just takes off like crazy. This task force was formed, as they were explaining to us, as a result of what was going on in Hollywood at the time during the 60s and 70s and late and early 80s. And, of course, this level of sophistication of, you know, many of these Hollywood rich people and their involvement with child molestation, of course, is what brought about a lot of the studies and so on and the results of what they were finding, which is applicable today. That's why law enforcement goes through a lot of specialized training in regards to this, so people can kind of get the understanding, the level of understanding. You have to bring law enforcement and school officials to a level in which they have competency to understand the sophistication that goes on with these molesters and pedophiles. And once you get that, it's a threshold that you go, oh, okay, now we can go. And that's what happened here in this 32 arrest, I'm sure. But I want to get back to Silva, because I think, you know, as these things always lead out and what my training has taught me, this is the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be more to this. This guy was a mayor. And what is his connection to China?
You know, these are a good example of you know, another politician going on a junket. You know, Californians are basically seen as pretty stupid by its politicians when it comes to the way education is handled and such like that. In California, if you go to the University of California, you'll find that about half of all graduate degree positions now, outside of, say, the law school and the are given to Chinese. And the reason they're given to Chinese is that there's a reciprocal process that if you're a professor here in the U.S. and you accept Chinese students, they'll let you set up a little center in China. You go on all these junkets. It'll be a whole lot of fun for you. Unfortunately, this is public money again.
Right, right. And I guess maybe when we come back from the break, we can maybe look into Silva. And was that, obviously, he was doing one of these junkets. And I know you have a lot of experience working with the Chinese. We can get into more of the explanation on that. But, you know, now, my understanding, and I'm just going to leave this out here, I don't know if this has happened, maybe it's an avenue for investigation, but when you go on one junket, let's say, to China, it's not too, it's not unlike people to then take a next junket and during the same junket period to another country, let's say to Thailand or Cambodia, anyway, and of course, that's where more child molestation and pedophilia takes place. Stay with us, you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street. And Chris, I kind of left a few things hanging there for people in that last segment. But if someone goes on one of these junkets, let's say as Silva has done and what you're talking about, which I find absolutely kind of stunning, actually, the junkets that are taken in these situations with these professors that are going on. It's not unusual, and I know this because this is what, you know, my training has taught me, is that if they go to one country, it's not unusual for them to skip and go to another country, especially where, you know, Cambodia and Thailand and so on, where you get into these real pedophilia rings that are really big. And, you know, they use these things as vacation trips sometimes, or even advertised. They used to be advertised, and you had to know all the different coding and how to get into the various travel agencies to get there so that you could get into this buying and selling of children for sex.
Well, that's right. I mean, the idea that you'd actually have a junket for the mayor of Stockton to fly to China seems preposterous. I mean, is he looking to outsource jobs in China? I mean, it's not like the Chinese are looking to generally invest in the city of Stockton. So these things are pure junkets. And a lot of times, as you've said, Paul, you know, there are opportunities to take little side trips. I mean, in the rest of Asia, you know, they pretty much, if you have money, that's, you can spend it on anything you want. As long as you don't embarrass the government, you know, you go ahead and do what you want. And of course, the more money you have, you know, if you help the government officers, because in China, they're all paid in government, but they're paid, you know, below subsistence wages. So they actually need bribes as a way to survive. So they don't have the look of, they don't have the same opinion of bribery as we have here. To them, bribery is the normal thing you would do. Why would you want to be a public official if you didn't get paid on the side?
Well, you know, the terminology, the correct terminology to use here, and this might be unsettling to some people, is sex tourism. And it's a huge industry, actually. It's a lot bigger than, you know, once you start looking at the size and scope of it, and this has been going on for a long time. Like I said, I first learned about this in the 70s, and then my research and so on, and being part of a school administration in law enforcement, you kind of, you realize the magnitude of this. This has not tamed down at all. And in fact, it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger as an industry. Obviously, they're going to look at the fact that he was in China and see, to me, I'm just guessing, I don't know for sure, but is Silva was doing that and going to, you know, some other part of China or Asia for sex tourism, they must have been aware of that or could have been aware of that, and that's why they seized his phone and took his stuff to begin with.
I just don't know about that. You know, this is always available in much of the rest of the world. I just don't know what he was up to on his junket. The story is breaking. As I said, you know, Silva made $104,000 last month. His wage was actually cut to $72,000 by a meeting of the city council. Remember, this is a city who just went through bankruptcy, who's trying to recover. And, of course, as part of the recovery from bankruptcy, they did nothing to cut any of the benefits that the public employees had there that were, you know, feather bedding the situation. You know, and once again, the mayor came out of bankruptcy. They went into bankruptcy with the mayor making $104,000, you know, for a part-time job. They came out of bankruptcy with the mayor making $104,000. So I think they were actually starting to try to, you know, deal with some of these issues. They were being more responsible. All the city councilmen cut their wage. And they asked Anthony Silva to cut his, and he threw a big temper tantrum. They did it anyway. So I don't know much about Mr. Silva other than all these glowing reports of his being involved with children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is he married?
I don't – he was married at some time. I believe he's divorced, and I believe he has other children – that he pays to take care of. But once again, this could be something to do with, you know, hush money he's paying too. No one seems to know much about Mr. Silva right now.
Well, this will be a huge story if, in fact, it starts to break like it's starting to look like it's going to break. And it'll be, you know, the connect the dot will go right up the food chain, you know, at some point in time. And like I said, I'm sure that the FBI has learned a lot from his phones and electronic surveillance and stuff like that. These people just don't show up at your doorstep for no reason at all. You know, they've been looking, and they've got a history of looking for a long time.
Well, remember that the FBI generally never gets involved in a crime unless it's crossing borders.
Right.
So this is a federal agency. Normally, it's law enforcement is the focus of this. There are acts of Congress that allow the FBI to contribute their resources to local law enforcement on issues of child endangerment and child crimes. But it's local law enforcement that must have either, you know, asked for FBI help, or it was simply that the FBI was connecting the dots. So we're going to hear a lot more about Mr. Silva, and I'm sure there'll be many more arrests associated with it. This is just the launch, but the launch seems incredibly visible and had to be part of something bigger.
Well, you see, now this article, and I'm going to go, this is an article that came from the Appeal Democrat out of Marysville, California, which is Yuba-Sutter area, that they call it the Twin Cities, Yuba, Yuba City, California, and Marysville, which are part of two counties that are connected, Yuba County and Sutter County, and then the Yuba River and the Feather River come to a confluence there. And then that dumps down into the Sacramento region and so on. Big gold country, for those of you that remember the 1800s and the California gold rush and stuff like that. But anyway, the article is titled, and this is first posted Tuesday, August 2nd, and then been updated yesterday, August 4th, and this is from Monica Vaughn. 32 arrested so far in Sutter County. And it said, editor's note, look for additional reporting on this topic in coming days. And I've reached out to Ms. Vaughn to see if we can get some more clarification. And we're also going to be calling the district attorney's office in Sutter County today. It says 15 men were arrested in the last few weeks in Sutter County when they showed up at meetings in which they planned to give marijuana or have sex with a child they met on Facebook, investigator said. And it says, those cases are just some of the arrests made in the series of sting operations conducted since February. And the suspects believe that they were chatting with 14-year-old Yuba City and 13-year-old and a 13-year-old boy, and some of them sent graphic photos. So this was all done as a sting part that was working on Craigslist and Facebook, as I understand this whole thing. But
right, 32. Right. So once again, you know, these arrests were made before Silva was picked up.
Well, and again, but the announcement of the arrest comes out conveniently on the same day of his arrest.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm wondering if the dots don't connect here.
Hang on a second.
We have no information yet that that's the case, but the timing.
Timing is everything. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. Come back with Chris Street. Yeah. Hang on. Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Forest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about, Mr. Silva, the mayor of Stockton, California, being arrested for child endangerment, and it starts to look like and act like and quack like a duck when you start to talk about, sex trafficking and so on. But also, coincidentally, on the same day of his arrest was the announcement of 32 being arrested so far in Sutter County, California, which is about 90 minutes north of Stockton. And Chris and I were just leaving it that, connecting the dots here, the probability is quite high that one is related to the other. But the bigger picture is that you have a mayor who came back from China over a year ago and was arrested, and his information was confiscated off his cell phone. And this is what led to his downfall, so to speak. Will there be more? And the probability, in my opinion, my professional opinion, is there will be more. The probability is quite high. Let me put it to you that way. Chris, where do we go from here with this investigation, and what are you working on now?
Well, that's Paul, I'm trying to find a way to connect the dots. And once again, I put these stories out sort of like chumming the fish.
Right.
And pretty soon I'll start getting emails and calls and such like that. And I encourage especially, your listeners, Paul, because you tend to have this huge following across California, especially in Northern California. This is a very important story, and this will have big legs and will not only be involved in sex trafficking, but this is also going to be involved in the political system, because once again, this predator was positioned as the mayor. So people who get involved in this kind of activity tend to find others involved in this activity. So I think this is going to chew up a piece of California's political class.
Well, and you said it, and I want people to kind of go back and think about what Chris said. He was the mayor, and he was in that position, and these are the types of positions that these predators use to gratify themselves sexually. And this is important to know that. They get people in certain positions, they use them, and the whole sexual thing starts to happen. And I'm not going to get into that, it's too long to explain, but that's the positioning that they've done with this guy, in my opinion. I think you said it the right word there. He's been positioned for a certain reason, and we will find the reason. There's always a reason why these people are in certain positions, just like the guy in Pennsylvania at Penn State.
Well, that's right.
He was a facilitator.
Right. And that's right. And he has a history of always being involved in these powerful positions, going all the way back to, I believe, being on the school board, being CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Stockton, Amador County. This guy was connected, and the kind of people who get involved in this activity, a lot of them, and you've said it about Hollywood, they're rich, and they don't do this, just for satisfaction. They do this for
power, right?
And satisfaction.
It's always power.
So the more that they can inflict pain and exercise power over children, the more they really get off.
Yeah, and part of their sexual gratification, I'll put this out there right now, is being pursued. Because they know that they have the sexual deviant problem, they get a gratification from being pursued.
And getting away with it.
Getting away with it, absolutely.
Such a powerful feeling in their minds, you know, to have beat the system, to have, you know, won in this evil deed.
Right. And, you know, Jerry Sandusky, who was in the Penn State situation, he was a facilitator for this behavior. And it turned out to be a very, very, I guess you would say, elite group of people that were doing this, almost as a form of sex tourism and guarantees, and he was helping to facilitate. So the question comes down to Mr. Silva. Is he a facilitator? My gut instinct, that the probability is he's very high to be a facilitator, given the position he was in, given where he was, around children and so on. It's just perfect for a match for that.
Well, that's right. Jerry Sandusky was in the town of Happy Valley.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that just gives you, you would think, you know, here, you know, Mayor Silva was involved in the Stockton Silver Lake family camp, the city's camp.
Right.
You know, so what was he doing playing strip poker with counselors and, you know, children at a family camp and getting himself recorded? So, you know, he wasn't doing this just in a lark. This was something he did regularly, and there will be. It'll turn out that there will be all kinds of videos.
Right.
There will be all kinds of audio. So you're going to have an archive of information that's going to show up in this. It, you know, I don't know where the law enforcement is on this, but my experience is, you know, they don't take these predators down until they've connected the dots.
Right.
So you'll see many other arrests. Some quietly, some visibly, over the next number of months.
That process that Chris is describing with the videos and everything, and like the strip poker and all that, that is what is known as grooming to the pedophile and child molester.
That's exactly right. This is a way to get kids involved in something. It's not that bad, you know.
Right.
It's our little secret, and it starts with something, you know, that's bad, but it's not that bad. And then it just progresses into that bad.
That bad, exactly. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. Got the close of the hour coming up here with Chris Street, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We got the final minute here. And Chris, your final thoughts in 30 seconds. I know that's not a lot of time for you, but we got to wrap it up.
This is a sad event, Paul. You've got a mayor of a major city, you know, one of and of the size of Stockton. It's one of the larger cities in the United States. And we probably are on the verge of finding some horrible things about, you know, the power structure of political power structure of California.
Yeah, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, this the way these things weave and work around, you just never know what politician might be next. You never know what star and what rich elite person might be next, might get into Silicon Valley. I mean, these things have a way to move around in the political system, don't they, Chris?
Absolutely, Paul, and sad but true, you know, we're on the verge of learning about it.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks a lot, Chris. And remember, tell us how we can get a hold of you.
You can always get me every day. I publish 2 to 3 articles in Breitbart. You can get me on Breitbart, California. That's my home here in California.
Well, you know, Breitbart is everywhere, aren't they? Amazing
stuff.
That's right.
Over 1 billion page views this year.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable with Breitbart. Anyway, Chris, thanks a lot for being on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking to you in the next few days because this is a story that is not going away. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, you know, geez, what can I say about this story? The elites, this is all part of the one world order, folks. Believe it or not, it's all a part about Agenda 21. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
800-288-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.